Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday Manna. Today I want to talk about an amazingly hard concept in Christianity. It is amazing, but it's also hard. I want to talk about forgiveness. About forgiveness, there's so much to say. I mean, without forgiveness, we wouldn't be here today, right? If God hadn't forgiven us of our sin through Jesus, where would we be? And I also want to look at the other side. So God forgives us. And then in our turn, it's our turn to forgive others. Before we get into that, and just so you know, there's so much about in the Bible about forgiveness. There's so many avenues that you can look at. If you ever get a chance to study, it's powerful. But before we get into that, let's pray and let's invite God to just jump into this time. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we just come before you. And I just thank you so much for these mornings, God, where we get to hear your word, God, and listen to you speak through your word. God, I pray that you'd speak to hearts, God, that it would be your words that come out, not mine. God, that people would be edified through your words, God. And I thank you so much for the gift of your Son, God, Jesus dying on a cross, living a perfect life, first of all, and then dying a brutal death, so that we might be connected to you through Jesus. Thank you for that, God. I pray that you'd help us to use that to forgive others. And I thank you for who you are. It's in your name. Amen. All right. So, the Bible says in Ephesians 4:32 to be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. So the first thing that I just want to hit, and I do briefly, because there's the whole Bible is about this, but I mean, God in Christ forgiving us. There's so much. I mean, we could start back in Genesis, Adam and Eve, and go through the whole fall, right? And still talk about how God forgives us of our sin. I mean, God sent his Son, Jesus, to this earth in human form, to live a perfect life and die a gruesome death on a cross, to be the perfect sacrifice for our sins. Think about that for a minute. I mean, we have all sinned. I'm not one that's like, well, you know, I'm not that bad of a human. I haven't done that much. I've lied a few times. It's like, no. Sin is sin, right? And when you hear that, I don't know, you should just celebrating, you know, woo! Jesus saves us from our sin. We can put him on the throne of our life. We can have forgiveness with God, and we can mend that relationship through Jesus. Jesus, we can mend our relationship with God when we accept Jesus, and God forgives us through his Son. That's amazing. I mean, nobody's perfect. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short. And the fact that God forgave us through his Son is amazing. Now, our job, as it says in Ephesians 4:32, is to forgive one another. Forgive our brother because Christ forgave us. And today I want to look at one of my favorite Bible characters. I apologize if you get tired of it, but I want to look at Joseph in Genesis, right? So Joseph forgave his brothers. Let's start with that, right? He forgave his brothers, and not only did he forgive them, but he mended the relationship and took care of his family after everything they did. So let's just back up, right? Joseph is the favored son of Jacob, of his father, right? And he gets a multicolored coat. His brothers despise him for that. They beat him. They throw him into a well. They throw him into slavery. They don't throw him. They sell him into slavery, which leads to prison for Joseph. So after slavery, Joseph goes to prison, right? So Joseph has a lot of things that he could hold against his brothers, right? He has so many things that he could say, you know what? I'm not forgiving you. And I honestly think in his heart, Joseph forgave his brothers before he saw them. But let's fast forward. So after he was thrown into slavery, after he went into prison, and you guys all know the story, right? He goes and he prophesies, or he interprets, excuse me, he interprets a dream of the Pharaoh. And not only does he interpret the dream, but he lays out a plan in which to survive the famine that the dream shows. So Pharaoh says, who else could do this? Let's put Joseph in charge of this. So Joseph becomes second only to Pharaoh on the throne. So God used everything that Joseph's brothers did for his glory, and so Joseph could help save them. And I think Joseph saw that, but everything that his brothers did, he's willing to forgive, right? So, and I think that before this point, he had already thought it through. He had already forgiven them. But famine hits. Joseph's in charge. He stored up all the grain. He has food for everyone. He's selling grain. He's giving grain to people. His brothers come because famine has hit their land too, right? And his brothers think, Joseph is lost or dead. They don't know where he is. They don't recognize Joseph. Joseph knows his brothers, and he sees his brothers. And of course, he gives them grain the first time, and he sends them back with their gold. And they're not sure what to do. They come back a second time like, hey, we didn't pay, right? And then this time, he really tests them with his youngest brother, Benjamin, right? His brother with his mom. And he tests them, and he wants to see if they're the same people, if they're the same brothers, right? Because I think he's already forgiven, but he wants to test their hearts. And in this, he says, okay, well, Benjamin was the one caught with my cup, and he's the one that will stay, and I'm going to keep him as a slave. And instead of just taking Benjamin, all the brothers come back to Joseph, and the oldest brother, Judah, comes and talks to Joseph and says, here's what happened. My father already lost one of his sons, and it nearly killed him, right? And they're talking about Joseph in that thought. And he says, if you take Benjamin, that would essentially kill my father. And he said that, right? It would kill that. So he said, don't take the youngest, take me. Take me as your slave, and I will stay with you, and I'll pay his debt, essentially. So hearing this, Joseph is just, he breaks down. And I want to read that. So it's in chapter 45 of Genesis. And we're going to read just verses 1 through 8. Just read Joseph's heart to his brothers who beat him, threw him in a well, sold him to slavery. Listen to his heart of forgiveness for them. So then Joseph could not restrain himself before all those who stood by him. And he cried out, make everyone go out from me. So no one stood with him while Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard it. Then Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Does my father still live? But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed in his presence. Can you imagine that? Thinking Joseph's dead, and then you find out the guy who wants to sell your brother or wants your brother to be a slave is Joseph. So you're thinking about everything that you have done to him, right? You beat him. You threw him into the well. You put him into slavery. And here he is, judge over the whole land. I think I'd be fearful and dismayed too, right? So let's continue reading. And Joseph said to his brothers, please, please come near to me. So they came near. Then he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But now, do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life. I love that. So don't be angry with yourself. Like Joseph has already been, I've forgiven you, right? Don't be angry with yourself, for God had a plan in all those things that you've done. Right? To preserve life. I love that. For these 2 years, the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth, to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you who sent me here, but God. And he made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. I just love his heart because Joseph has already seen how God has brought him through those things, right? Because he was sold into slavery. He went to Potiphar's house, did amazing things there, was found well, was accused of adultery. Nothing, of course, it didn't happen. He was accused, but because of that, was sent to prison, in which he became king. Joseph saw that God was in it. And in that, he had forgiven his brothers, and he was ready to mend that relationship. We need to forgive those who have wronged us. The Bible says, as Christ forgave us, we should forgive each other. We're not perfect. We all make mistakes, right? But, I mean, last time I checked, the person who sinned against me didn't beat me, throw me in a well, and then sell me as a slave, right? So if Joseph can forgive his brothers, we need to forgive those who have sinned against us. A wise person once said, and I mean, I've heard this a couple times, and I looked it up, and I couldn't find the exact person who said it, and it's not an exact quote, but when we hold on to anger, when we choose not to forgive, essentially what we are doing is drinking poison and hoping the other person will die. It makes no sense, right? We can't hold that in our hearts because that's going to turn our hearts. We can't hold that unforgiveness because that's not what God wants us to hold in our hearts. We have to let it go, and we have to forgive that person. Now, that doesn't always mean that, like this story, that we'll be able to mend that relationship, but it's the first step into mending that, which I believe God calls and wants us to come back together and be brothers and sisters in Christ. So my challenge today is, if there's someone that you just are holding that grudge against, that you hold that thing in your heart, that anger against them, go to them. Even if they haven't asked for forgiveness, you can forgive them in your hearts. Joseph's brothers didn't ask him for forgiveness. He had already forgiven them. You can forgive them in your heart, and you can start that process of mending. Go and say, hey, you know, this happened. I just want you to know I forgive you. And I guarantee two things will happen. A weight will be lifted from you because you letting go of that anger, and a weight will be lifted from them. So as Christ forgiven us, as God forgiven us through Christ, go and forgive others. Thanks, guys.